Okay. All right. Last week we left off. I guess we presented the problems in the sugya, or some of the problems in the sugya, and what things need to be defined. So I guess let's try to make some headway. Let's start with maybe the best way. Let's start with Rashi, Rav and Shmuel. Maybe that's a good place to start. So, according to Rashi, Rashi learns here and also in Masechus in Sukkah that Rav holds that you say Pi Tikra on all four sides. And Shmuel holds you only say Pi Tikra three times. And that's one rule. And then there's a second rule that Shmuel has, which is that you need at least one mechitza up. Yeah, that's the Rashi Aval B'Shalosh. The E Hoysa Ba Mechitza Kehilchasa Upi Tikra L'Shalosh Mechitzas Machshir. In other words, according to Rashi, Rav, of course, it seems simple. You have Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai that you extend the Tikra to make a mechitza. So Mali Echad, Mali Arba. What do I care? I should say Mali Achas, Mali Arba. What's the difference? Simply, that's the Lach L'Moshe Mitzinai, that you extend the Tikra that comes down as a vertical, you extend it, and it has a Din Mechitza. It has a Din Mechitza. Yeah, well, we'll come back to this, but if you look, I said it has a din mechitza. The reason why I use that expression is if you take a look at the Rashi and Yutes Amar Aleph in Sukkah, Dibor Amaschil de mechitza, the second line in Rashi. Pi tikra zeh l'shem achsadra nasa, lios lo mechitza l'chalal zeh. The pi tikra comes down by the case of the achsadra in order to enclose the achsadra, which is right outside the bias. But now you're trying to use the same Pi Tikra for the middle of the chatzer where you're trying to make a sukkah. When we go through the Gemara, we'll explain it, but it's you have achsadras in front of the homes, and then you're trying to make a sukkah with the three achsadras. But the edge of each achsadra, that's when you come out of the front door of a house, now it's open. So wherever you have a porch with a roof, as if it's a porch with a roof, and now the roof you're making go down, which is a din in the achsadra, because you're going to carry in the achsadra on Shabbos. So Rashi points out, I'm explaining the Gemara here, that this Pi Tikra is l'shem achsadra, that it should be a mechitza for the inner space, avalau liyos mechitza la'avir shechutza lahen, but not for the space that's outside of the achsadra, which in this case is where you're going to be making a sukkah. V'ilu mechitza mal yasehi hayasam chinen ala. But if it was a real mechitza, of course you could rely on it. Meaning, again, I'm not going to finish the Rashi. The rest of the Rashi is really further explaining this idea. In other words, when you say Pi Tikra or good achis, So you're not really saying it's a real substance of a mechitza. It has a din mechitza. And it all, the halacha of Moshe Sinai is that it only functions for the primary area that it's enclosing. But you can't say, well, P-ticker came down in order that you can carry in the in your porch. Oh, but now if it came down, I could use that as a wall to make a sukkah outside of the porch. I'll use the same P-ticker for two sides. That you don't say. Because it's not a real mechitza. If it were a real mechitza, of course you could use it for the inner space and an outer space. It's a real wall. There's no limit to how many areas a real wall could delineate and enclose. But this is a din mechitza. Okay, I'm just clarifying that point, that the halacha does not treat it as a mechitza mamish, like a real substance of mechitza. But it has a halacha of a mechitza. And therefore, it has certain limits. Like Rashi said later, "D'chi agmere rachmana l'moshe l'god achis, b'mechitza suya l'chalal shela agmere, v'lo l'chutzala." There you go. So according to Rav, you say p'tikra, and now you have a din mechitza, because you're extending the tikra. So there's no limit how many times you could do that. That's Rav. Now Shmuel seems to hold that he disagrees with Rav, that he learns that P-Tikra only functions when it's extending a wall. When there's extension. And if there's extension, that's when you say the halacha, that's when you say the halacha of P-Tikra. The P-Tikra is only when it's extending an existing substance of mechitza. And now we come to the interesting problem in Shmuel, that you say it three mechitzos. You could say three p'tikras, but you can't say four. And that's why, in the way the Gemara learns Shmuel, which is that there's a pirtza mishtei ruchos by the bias, it really means in the Keren Zavis. And it means with the, and the roof went with it. And it formed, the poor picture in the Gemara, because the picture in the Gemara in Rashi, of course, the Dalet is Tfachim. And the Hay are Amos. So the picture is not really drawn what do you call that? Thank you. The Gemara, it throws you off, because it's not drawn to scale whatsoever. The Dalet should be a very small indentation. In the newer Gemaras in the back, they have a much better picture. Was separate books on Erevin. But just imagine the Dalet is really a very small indentation, and the Hay is Hay Amos. That's a long stretch of the Mechitza. Of the, let's say, either in Rashi's picture, the Mizrahi or the Tzafoni. But the Dalet is a small indentation of four Tvachim. So it's, what is it? It's a foot in. And it's five Amos long, which is about 10 feet. Or 9 feet. So it's really not drawn to scale whatsoever. But the question is, never mind the drawing problems, why don't you say P-Tikra four times. And it's also interesting is that here you're saying pitikra really. It's true you're saying four pitikras, but it's only two ruchos. There's the pitikra. All these pitikras at the end are sealing off the northern and eastern side. Whereas if you went through the Rashi of Shmuel O Omar Karav Alachson Loktani, there if Rashi points out that according to Shmuel, if you had the same kind of pirtza on one ruach, so imagine it broke away four tfachim in, and then five. I don't care how many amos, let's just for the sake of argument, say five amos long. So it formed a, let's say you're on the Ruach Tzafoni, so it's forming a backward, like a backward C. Or three sides. So there you would say it does work, because you're only doing three pitikras. You're doing the little four tfachim on one side, the little four tfachim on its opposite side, and then the long stretch, that's the third one. That one, you say it works, because it's only three. And yet there, it's encompassing more ruchas. Because there, it's encompassing three ruchas. So it's like a funny thing, like, what's going on here? What's Shmuel's position? So it's this is going to be funny. You're going to get a kick out of this. So I actually remember what Rebbe said about this Rashi. The reason why I remember it is because, at least in my recollections, it was the first time Michael Bernstein was ever in the yeshiva. And he was explaining to him this Rashi. It's a funny memory. So here's what I remember. I think it makes sense. I think it's in line with our beginning, which is, it's Shmuel holds that in order to extend, it has to be related to the standing mechitza. Now, there's two kinds of relationships. It could either extend it substantively, meaning it's the adjacent, or you have the standing mechitza, and now you extend that now in the next, either in the same direction or in the next direction, but it's coming right off of that mechitza. Now that would give you three. Now, I'm sorry, that would give you two. Right, that would give you two. You have a mechitza standing, and then naturally you can extend from there a total, well, either extend the same mechitza, okay, that's one way, but you could also extend two new mechitzas right off of that mechitza. But there's another kind of relationship. And the relationship is, if there's a mechitza that's mashlim the other mechitzos vis-a-vis the makom, it's conceptually related to the original mechitza. So in other words, let's take the case where it's ruach achas. So let's say you have one mechitza standing. No, it's, well, yeah, you have ruach achas. So now you have on one ruach. So it would be the wall came down and indented four tfachim of roof also. So now you have an open space, that backward C again. Okay, so it's indented four tfachim into the space, then goes down, it's opened up, let's say, again, five amos, just for the sake of a number, and then You go back to the original wall that came down, four tefachim. So now, the four tefachim sides are naturally related to the original wall, so that they can extend, pi tikra. Now, what about the length that's five? But that's not related to the original wall. That's off of the original wall. That's coming off the four, which is already a pi tikra now. So how's that an extension of the, how's that related to the original wall? The answer is it's related to the original wall because it's mashlim the space. It's mashlim the purpose of the wall is to create an inner space. So now the third wall, when you say pitikra, it's mashlim that now the inner space is considered enclosed. So it's related to the original wall, I guess you would call it abstractly functionally, not abstractly substantively. I can't say if Rebbe said that or not, but that's how I would put it now. So the original wall, two walls, they're extensions of the original substance of the wall. So that's Pitikra. Now the third wall, when it's Ruach Achas, that third wall now completes it insofar as the function of the original wall, namely to delineate the inner area as a separate Rishus. So that's why it works on three. It's not a magic number. It's because it could be related. The P Tikra always has to extend the original wall. It has to be related to the original wall. Now, it can either extend it substantively or extend it in an abstract way, functionally. But now, let's take the case of four. In four, so let's use Rashi's diagram. The Dalits Fachim, they're related to the original walls. Oh, but now the two fives, any one of them is nothing, because it's not related substantively to the original wall, nor is it related functionally, because one of them does not seal off the area. So therefore, you don't say Pitikra on four. It's not a magic number, really, of three versus four. It comes out that way, that it works for three and not for four. But it's a long, very definite conceptual ideas. It's not that it's intrinsically impossible to have four. It's not the number four. It's just that within four, you're going to end up doing two that have no relationship to the original wall, not substantively, nor each one individually, conceptually, functionally. Because one of them will not seal it off. You'll still have another five that's going to be open. So that's why it doesn't work. So that's according to Rashi. Rashi's understanding of Rav and Shmuel. So now that brings us to Tosfos. Yeah, if anyone had a hard time understanding it because you need the visualization, I see in the back of the Oz V'Hadar Gemara on page Ayin Vav, all the way in the back, it has exactly these pictures. It has the Shmuel picture of, if it's on one ruach, and you can see clearly that you'll only have three pitikras, and two of them will be related to wall. And then you have, and then the third one will be the mashlim, and then he has the famous Rashi case, which here it's drawn according to scale, to some scale, so it really makes sense. And you can see why the two fives are not related either substantively, or any one of the fives will not be related functionally to seal it off, because you still have the other five that's open. Now, that brings us now to Tosus. Tosus has a whole different take. That's the Tosus that we went through on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph. It really belongs on Sadi Dalet Amud Beis. The long Tosus. Dibur Maskil B'Shtei Ruchos. So Tosus learns, based on the Gemara in Sukkah, and he has a raya from Baba Basra, but basically what he learns like this. Rav holds, you only say Pitikra, either minimally you need two mechitzos up, two real mechitzos, kimin gam, that they're perpendicular. You know, they make a right angle, I should say. And then you could say Pitikra on the other two rochos. Maybe Kal Vachomer, that if you have three mechitzos up, then of course you say Pitikra on the fourth, Bimiluo, completely open. That's Rav. And Shmuel argues. Shmuel says, you need not only three mechitzos, but on the fourth side, you need some partial mechitza. In other words, on the fourth side is either suffering because it's paritz merub ala omeid, there's more opening, more space than mechitza, or it's suffering because it has a pirtza, yeser may yeser. So it's bigger than what we would describe as a Pesach. It's considered a pirtza, a breach, because it's more than 10 amos. But you do have some kind of pas or lechi to the side. You've got something there. So you have some quality of a mechitza there, but it's lacking. I mean, ultimately, it ends up lacking qualitatively also because it doesn't emerge as kosher. But the point is, you're missing something quantitatively. Either you got too big of a pirtza, or you have too many openings total. But you've got something. And when you've got something, that's when Shmuel says, the halacha l'moshe Sinai of Pitikra steps in and seals off the fourth ruach, the fourth side. Okay, that's the facts. Very different than Rashi. So I guess, where do you start with this, with Tosus? So I think, first of all, it's interesting to observe, like, what is that, according to Rav, that you need the two? And the two can't be mefulish. They can't, you know, be opposite each other. That they create a mefulish space. So you know what I mean? They have to, they join together in a corner. I was thinking saying a little more than that. More than just an idea of really delineation. But the fact that he does not allow the two mechitzos, the two standing mechitzos. You don't say Pitikra if you have two mechitzos that are opposite each other. Why not? If Pitikra works for two, it works for two. What do I care where the already standing ones are? Maybe Tosus holds like this. That Rav learns, and there's two halachas in a mechitza. One idea is that it delineates area. It defines an area. And the second idea is certainly by Shabbos, but might be very applicable to Sukkah too. But let's stick to Shabbos for a minute. Is that besides delineating space, defining a makom, it also has a functional character of being monea, the hiluch of the rabbin, which is certainly an idea that comes up often in Maseches Erev and Shabbos, but certainly in the first parak of Erev, it comes up often. Not just the first parak, also the last parak too. I didn't get to the second parak yet, so I can't speak for that one. So maybe what Rav holds is it's once you have two mechitzos forming a right angle, so now you have the character of being monea hilach harabim. That's what that's as opposed to mafulash. Mafulash means that they could just walk right through. It's a thoroughfare. But the minute you put up two mechitzos, then the area is not a thoroughfare anymore. There's already minias tritzas harabim. So maybe Rav holds. I'm just talking out loud right now. Maybe Rav holds that in order for it to be defined as a Rishus HaYachid, and maybe for Sukkah to be defined as a bias, as a Makom Dira, I should say. So, of course, you need to be Monea, the Rabim. And then the second halacha is that the area has to be delineated. That P. Tikra could supply. Then you could say P. Tikra, Yored Vesose. You could say that then that the P. Tikra provides the character that the area is delineated, is circumscribed, is defined. But the P. Tikra can't supply the functional aspect for obvious reasons. Can't give the character of the makom that it's a makom that the rabbim can't use as a thoroughfare. I mean, that it can't do. If it's mefulash, it's mefulash. But if you already have two mechitzos, and kimingam, so now you've already been monea drisa sarabim. It can't be a thoroughfare. Now the pitikra can supply the din mechitza, and therefore, it's defined as a makom, a rishus. Rishus yachid. Now, what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel disagrees. Yeah, we're just being ma'ayin in the Tosis. And Tosis starts off that according to Shmuel, you have three mechitzos and the revius. If it's prutzah b'milua, you can't say pitikra. But if in the fourth you have a lechi or pas, the ikasham mechitza, you see, Tosafot holds it's considered a mechitza, but it's lacking. Afal pi shaparitz meruba or shaprutza yeser meyeser, amrinim pitikra. Uparech, now the Gemara asks, this is Tosafot explaining, mikol makom kashi, the name of pitikra fila b'shtei ruchos, keva de'enam prutzim b'miluan. V'yesh b'chol ruach sham mechitza. the Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, Ein Chilav, Bein Meruach Achas, L'Shtayim, V'Nifrit B'Miloa, Fil Meruach Achas, Lo Amin, P'Tik Yor V'Sose. Right, so Tosa is saying, even according to Shmuel, it should work on, the Gemara asks, it should work on two Ruchos, provided it's not Parutz B'Miloa. This is important to get, because these are the facts, really. So what does the Gemara, what does Tosa say? So the Gemara answers, I'm reading in Tosa, though, Umishani shenifrats b'keren zavis v'kiruy v'arba shenifrats v'nafal gam min akiruy ad shemuflod min akosol arba mikol ruach v'ruach. The afal p'diyesh kandala mechitzos shalom nifrats b'miluo lo chashivi hanach mechitzos l'sayeya l'kiruyav v'lema p'tikra kevan de muflod mehen arba. So the way Tos explains the Gemara's answer, and Echanami, it's not a magic thing that it only works on the fourth one. It really could work on two ruchas, for instance. The real problem is, according to the way Tosis explains the Gemara's answer, the first way, is that it's muflag from the kosel for tfachim. So now when you drop the p'tikra, the wall that you're dropping is not contiguous with the original wall. That's the problem. It's not a question how many walls, it's the idea itself. That when you drop the p'tikra, it has to be contiguous with the original wall. So it comes out, according to that answer, according to Tosis, Shmuel holds that he argues that Rav, that p'tikra can't create a mechitza. It can only be mashlam a mechitza. It's a quantitative idea. If there's already existing a mechitza, and the mechitza is lacking, it could be mashlim the mechitza. So it can't be b'miluo, but it's not about how many sides. That's not the issue. Even on one side, if it was indented for tfachim, the roof, the break, it wouldn't work because it wouldn't be mashlim the existing mechitza. It's muflug. It's too far away. It's not related. It's not an extension. It's not being mashlin, the existing mechitza. That's lacking. That's his first answer. Whereas according to Rav, once he got past the problem of being Monea the Rabin, now P'tikra can create mechitzas. It could circumscribe the area. Once you took care of the other feature, namely the functional feature that it prevents hilach harabim. Where Shmuel holds, no, it only works in a quantitative sense. It's a mashlim. That's the first answer. What's the second answer? Inami, dafka bekeren zavis. Now, Inami is, when the Gemara answered Keren Zavis, it meant specifically the case is a Keren Zavis. Mishum di'ika tarti l'reyesa. Because then you have a double negative, a double problem. Right? Only in the corner do you have a double problem. But if it was on one ruach, it would still work according to the second answer. We'll have to understand that. Let's understand what the Darti Lareis is. Slowly. The time of the Pitikra Mishum the Dummy LePesach. That the whole reason behind Pitikra is that it's similar to an opening. Kidamaflik Besamach Bein Eser LeYeser MeYeser. As the Gemara makes the distinction later, where the Gemara says, when are they arguing? Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara has a question later. Is it Be'eser Kuli Alma Lo Pligi? mean because it's a Pesach? Ki pligi b'yesem eser. They're only arguing when it's a breach, more than 10. V'ikadamri b'yeser kuli amalo pligi. Ki pligi b'eser. So, one second. So, according to the Ika Da'amri, everyone agrees a pirtza bigger than 10, P. Tikra doesn't work. But the question is, does it work with Eser? So, Tosus learns, and he goes, he has this idea later, again, Be'eser Kuliyamalo Pligi, that the reason why there's a machlokas is because be'eser. No, one second. I'm right. I'm not getting confused. Yeah, because Tosa says, de la'ika da'amri. I'm reading the last Tosa on the daf. De la'ika da'amri. According to the Ika da'amri, de muki plugsayo be'eser, the less le'le shmuel pi tikra, the lo amrin and pischo. Right? Even though it's 10, but since Shmuel doesn't have pi tikra, you don't say it's a Pesach. Ela nira midemikoch pitikra chashvin in late Pesach. Lilish nakama. Ki apishu b'miluo de pitikra havi mitam Pesach. Okay. All right, we'll come back to that Tosis. But Tosis is definitely learning that the idea of pitikra is really a concept that has like a din, like a Pesach. Whatever that means. And like he says it over here, the dummy le Pesach. Uve Karen Zavis lo dummy le Pesach. Mishum de Pischa be Karen Zavis lo avdi inchi. Okay. So, just slowly now. So, his second shot, Inami, let's go back. Inami. Dafka be Karen Zavis. It's only in a Karen Zavis we say this. Why? Because there's Tarti L'Reyasa. Now, what's the Tarti L'Reyasa? This is very important to understand because it's going to tell you that really, if it was on one Ruach and it was Muflag Dalid, according to the Inami, yeah, that would be good. According to the first shot, it's never good. It didn't really have to be a Karen Zavis. It could have been really one Ruach, but the break is four Tfachim in. The P Tikra is going to be four Tfachim away from the original wall. But according to the Inami, that would really be good still. It's only in a Karen Zavis it's no good, because it's Tarti L'Reyasa. So what does that mean? Pshat, just pshat now. What Tosus means is like this. It's really quite simple. He means, what's the Tarti L'Reyasa? There's two possibilities how P. Tikra helps you. It either helps you because it extends the existing wall, or it helps you because it gives it a Din Pesach. So if it was really on one Ruach, so even though it's Muflag Dalet Tfachim, and you can't say it's an extension of the original wall, yeah, but you can say it has a Din Pesach. So you have an indented Pesach, big deal. It's the Pesach Habayis. It's a Pesach, it's not a Pirtza, it's a Pesach. The P-Tikra gives it a Din Pesach. So it would be good. But in the Karen Zavis, it suffers from both problems. It's, number one, it's four Tfachim indented. So it can't be an extension substantively of the existing wall. And it's in the Karen Zavis, so you can't confer upon it the Din of a Pesach. Because you don't make a Pesach in the corner. That's what he means by Tati L'Reyasa. It functionally suffers, and substantively it functions. It can't be an extension of the substance of the wall, because it's indented for, it's muflag. And secondly, you can't say it's a Pesach, because there's no Pesachim in the corner. But if it weren't in the corner, then you can give it the qualitative idea, the functional idea of a Pesach, even though it would be muflag and you couldn't call it an extension of the original wall. Yeah, but it would have a separate din of a Pesach. That's what Tosis means. So according to Shmuel, the idea, I think the original idea stands. Shmuel learns that Pitikra is Mashlim. Now, it could either be Mashlim, the substance of the wall, substantively, or it could be Mashlim, the structure, because it gives it a Din Pesach. However you understand that. You see, it's still being, the truth of the matter is, it's still being Mashlim, the original wall, but in a different way. It's not extending the substance of the wall, but it is giving that pirtza in the wall a din of a Pesach. Or you could say it's being mashlim the space itself. Now, it's either it could be extend the original wall, or it's mashlim the inner space, because now you don't consider it its parutz, it's a Pesach. Of course, we're just accepting Tosa's idea that Pitikra is mitam Pesach. It's dummy le Pesach. We're not really explaining that. We're just taking it as a axiom for the moment. But that's the pshat in Tosas. Yeah, Tosas in his first answer did not have this idea of Pesach. Or he held that you can't apply it. I'm not sure. But he definitely does not hold from it in this instance. So that's why he only looked at it as a question of Muflag Dalit. The Karen Zavis is just a Hechi Timsa, just the Gemara's Orcha de Milsa. That's how Ruth, you know, just the way things break off in that way in the corner. But it doesn't really have anything to do with the concept of a Karen Zavis altogether. It's just simply Muflag Dalit is the important point. It's not an extension. It's not Mashlam a wall, substantively. Second answer, he has two concepts involved. By the way, I would just add one thing, because somebody could ask Akasha, that we're saying, according to Tosas, a basic idea here is the, you know, Menias HaRabim, being Monea the Rabim. What about Rashi? But I think you're going to have to say that according to Rashi learns, let's say according to Rav, you're dropping P tikras on four sides. I guess Rashi would hold that in order to render a Rishus HaYachid, and don't ask me exactly when these rules apply and when they don't, but Rashi would learn, I guess it would be similar to like a Tzuras HaPesach you make around a community, which, or, you know, around your yard, that it qualifies, it delineates Makom and qualifies the Hiluch. When a person, they're walking into your Rishus, there's something's happening there. It's abstract. It's not a physical barrier. And you're going to have to say something like that according to Rashi. Because here it's completely mefulash on all Dalit Ruchas. Yeah, I guess that's what people are bothered by, like with Tzuras HaPesach, right? They call it fictional. Because you have a makom that's a karmelis, and now you build a Tzuras HaPesach, but I would say that all the hiluch and the hotzah taking place is now, it's a qualified hiluch and hotzah. It's taking place within a certain delineated rishus. Yeah. So I think we're left with one problem that we haven't dealt with yet, right? The Tosus, Machlokas Rashi and Tosus about the original case in Rav. Right, Kiruya Balachsam. You want to wait till next week for that one? Okay, we'll hold off. Okay, so that's the Tosus, the Kiruya Balachsam, the Machlokas, right? Now, it's according to Rashi, the case is Kiarzila. It's simply a slanty roof, and you don't say Pitukar on a slanty roof. Tosus, of course, agrees with that. That's the Gemara and Chafei. That's for sure. You need a Pitikra in order, you need a P in order to say Pitikra. That's for sure. But now the question is, if you have the break, the roof is a regular, has a Pitikra, but it's on a diagonal. It would seem Rashi's not bothered by that. That's why Rashi had to learn it's exactly Ki Arzila. Whereas Tosus holds, no. That's exactly what the Gemara here is teaching you. A new idea. That you don't say P-Tikra, the Chi Haigavda, when it's on a diagonal. Why not? Okay. Pick that up next week.